This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.
Hello and welcome! It's Talkin' Yanks presented by DraftKings Player Profile and Projection. We are doing Darren O'Day.
Day by day.
Day by day. Jake, you like the name Darren?
Ooh, interesting.
You didn't know I was going to start there.
Little known fact about me, I caught a backyard snow football game touchdown pass from Darren Bragg, former MLB outfielder. He was friends with my seventh grade science teacher, and they were both the designated quarterbacks.
Nice.
It's a good time.
Yeah, that is cool. Designated QBs. Like
straight, they wouldn't let that happen anymore. We were playing like tackle football. Like with teachers after school. Huge liability stuff.
I think it could still happen.
You think so?
Yeah.
In some places. I don't know.
After school's tough.
School's changed. So Darren Bragg has always been there for me.
Darren Revelle.
Darren from Saving Silverman. Darren Revelle kind of hurting the Darren name. I think I'm in on Darren.
I'm way out.
Really?
Way far out on the name Darren.
Okay.
But I'm not holding it against O'Day.
Okay, I'm glad you're not.
Odachowski's his nickname.
Odachowski.
Odachowski. Hey, Jake, why did the Yankees get Darren O'Day? Some people might be tuning into the player profile and projections and they didn't tune into a single episode in the offseason or pay attention to the news at all.
James, Big Baby David, everyone listening, and your friends and family.
Yeah.
Darren O'Day has had a really good Major League Baseball career. He has a career 2.51 ERA in over 600 appearances. He's been doing it since 2008. He comes from the side. He's a sidewinder. His release spot is really unique. That being said, at this point in his career, he does have pretty good splits against both sides. And what we best think is that he's going to be Adam Ottavino's replacement. The Yankees started deploying Ottavino as a righty specialist. They clearly lost some faith in him, and he was making big money. So they bring Darren O'Day in at fourth of the price.
$9 million to like 2.5, right?
A third of the price.
Otto was making $9 million. They sent him to the Red Sox. O'Day's making...
Yankee fans alike.
2.2.
19 games last year for the Atlanta Braves, who were a very good baseball team. A 1.1 ERA, 16.1 innings, 22 strikeouts. He only gave up 8 hits. So, again, it's a small sample size, but I'm telling you, if you're a numbers guy, go check out this guy's stats. You probably remember him from Baltimore. He twirled it there for a few years, coming from the side. And, yeah, Jim, I mean, this guy's career is kind of insane.
Yeah?
For relief, never mind a guy coming from the side a little bit, but... Dude, what he's done as a relief pitcher since his time in Major League Baseball is, I've got a Jakey butter knife stat.
Okay. BBD mine got blown. Is this part of this episode or is it something?
Yeah, you'll get to it. You'll get to it.
Okay.
Huge.
You'll know what it is when you see it.
Okay.
You'll know what it is when you
huge
see it.
Huge reaction. What's your butter knife on Darren O'Day?
You ready for it?
Yeah. Let me twist my brain. I'm ready.
So, Jimmy, I don't want to lose you from the start. Goodbye. No.
You've kind of lost me.
I've kind of lost.
You prepped me to be lost.
It's pitcher war.
Oh. Okay.
So I know it's not a 10 out of 10 stat.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. Yeah. Since 2008.
Yeah.
Darren O'Day.
Yeah.
There's only 3 relief pitchers. He's got 17.1 war. There's only 3 relief pitchers with 17 plus war. It's Chapman, Craig Kimbrell, and Darren O'Day. So, when you put things in that scope, that this guy has had that kind of MLB career, it's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah. All right. You didn't lose me. I just don't. It doesn't land in my brain because I don't know what it consists of. All the names are good.
It's a longevity play, which is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just the fact that he can be mentioned with Kimbrel, who is on a record-breaking save pace, and Chapman, who's still doing it at kind of an all-time pace. The guy's had an incredible career. And he's still doing it. It's not like it's faded off in the past 3 years and we're hoping to find something. The guy has been just as good.
He changed his pitch mix last year a little bit.
Pitch mix.
Which is kind of interesting. It was the first year of his career since 2010. No, since 2009. The first year of his career since 2009 that his slider was not his most used pitch.
Okay.
He finally brought the four-seam fastball up to 46% of the time. The slider dropped down to 42% of the time. Slider has been his most used pitch the whole time. Now, when he faces a lefty, he's a righty, and he's a sidewinder, submarine.
When I looked at the tape, it's like here. It's almost like he comes into his body and slings it. So it's not that Chad Bradford underhoof, but it's funk. It's funk.
It's not normal.
It's not normal.
There's a little...
How do you do this?
Let's watch a random video, and we'll watch it.
Well, here, maybe on the DL, but still being able to play
he's
a little
facing
bit.
Wow. Camp teammate Derek Dietrich in this random video.
Out of the stretch. He's kind of got my wiffle ball.
It's like a perfect perpendicular.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well...
X-axis. Release.
When he faces lefties, he only throws two pitches, the four-seam fastball and the slider. When he faces righties... He throws a sinker as well as a third pitch that I'm guessing you would think would be like his biggest pitch, but it's not. It would come back in on the righty from that angle. It'd be like a little really a screwball type thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, last year you said he only gave up 8 hits. He had a .087 batting average against his four seam fastball.
Yeah. We stumbled into this if you didn't.
He only gave up 2 hits on his 4-seam.
If you didn't get the Darren O'Day reaction pod, what were you doing? But I think there's going to be a fear factor with Darren because he doesn't throw that hard. He throws from the side. And we watch some of his highlights, and he leaves that fastball sometimes over the plate. And that's a scary feeling as a fan. 88 down the dick.
He's not afraid to leave it up a little bit, too,
it's a little
if I'm remembering
scary.
Right.
But again, this guy did it in the NL East last year. He did it in the AL East for how many years with Baltimore? 7. So it's not like, and I'll be rude to some of our outlier fans, it's not like he was just doing this in Kansas City or Seattle and collecting a paycheck. Wow, this guy throws weird. Like,
no, he's got a ton of postseason experience.
Yeah.
How many postseason games has he played in? 30 postseason games, 20 postseason innings. I mean, he went on that Texas Rangers stretch in 2010 when they lost to the Yankees and the Giants, or they beat the Yankees. They lost to the Giants in the World Series. He was part of that. He then went with Baltimore when they were good, him and Britton, were the bullpen pieces there in Baltimore in 2012, 2014, 2016 even in that wild card game, and then the last 2 years with the Braves. Like, so he's a veteran. He's got a role. He knows his role. And that's that.
Awesome.
Now, this is breaking news that is relevant to this episode that this came out a week ago. Some fans probably were wanting the Yankees to get Trevor Rosenthal.
Yes.
Instead of signing someone like O'Day. Trevor Rosenthal just went to the A's for $11 million. So.
Yeah, he was going to get paid.
Price
paid.
Points.
The
all
A's?
That. A's.
They're locking up their bullpen.
It's hilarious. Good for him. And again, $11 million compared to $3 million or 2.5 or whatever it is. So what's O'Day's best case scenario? Like 7th inning guy? No, because that's Chad and Britton.
He's going to find his lane and get guys out.
Yeah.
He's going to be used in winning and tied games. He's going to be used in close games. Like,
he is an important part of
our field. If anyone's a Yankees fan who has like zero idea what his role is going to be, his role, I believe, is going to be 5th, 6th, 7th inning guys when they're like when people are hurt, when there's righties coming up.
I'd take a step back from that just a little bit because, A, once this season gets rolling and we know the Yankees don't pitch guys 3 days in a row, there will be days when Darren O'Day is the eighth inning guy. You either Chapman's pitch back-to-back and Britton bumps up if Chad has been used. I'm not saying all the time.
I don't know about eighth.
If Chad, Britton, and Chapman are getting used a lot, you know.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be a part of the Yankees winning
form. I see him a lot of times being, him and Wilson are going to be the firemen in the sixth or fifth inning when the starter is getting tired or there's, you know, he's showing a little fatigue and there's two righties coming up and we need to get the last two outs and they're righties. Okay, O'Day, go get those guys and then start the next inning. And then when the lefties come up, Wilson, now you get the firemen for the lefties and then we give the clean seventh to Chad. That's how I see the ideal bullpen being used.
That's like a playoff plan.
Yeah, playoff. But that's what I think people are.
Yeah.
Obviously, during the regular season, they're going to go a bunch of different ways.
It's going to be a day Chapman can't go and everyone slides up a slot.
Playoff plan is I think he's one of the first out of the bullpen when righties are coming up as a threat.
Yeah. No, and that's how they're going to deploy him, at least at the start, as the bullpen is rested and getting him in the groove of the season because that is what he's best against. His career splits versus lefties aren't awful. You know, sometimes you see drastic splits, but he's over his career, he's been pretty good against both, but they will deploy him as the righty guy, and it'll be interesting to see how high our trust gets in him as this year goes on because, you know, again, small sample last year, 19 games, but that kind of, if he gives us those kind of 19 games out of the bullpen, that's the stuff that gets Yankee fans jazzed up.
Yeah, I wonder, just the trick to being a reliever on a new team is have a good April.
Yeah.
Because especially Yankees fans.
Yeah.
And even like Boone's trust and shit.
Yeah.
Like you just have a good April. And then if you're going to have a bad month, make it May or June. That's my ask.
Early August. Just so we can forget about it, but by the time the playoffs
have a good April, have a good September, and you're good.
Yeah. Ain't that it?
Yeah. Do we have a baseball reference projection? 21% reliability.
This is what I reacted to, because 21%. They don't believe in this a little bit.
21%.
Four ERA. I mean, but none of the stats matter with him at all. Like, at all. I don't know how you judge his season besides earned runs per game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, none of these stat lines can actually tell you how good a reliever season was, in my opinion.
I know what you're saying. The guy hasn't had a 4 ERA since 2011. So to put that on his projection comes off a little wrong. I know we're not a reliever ERA pod. His whip is significantly higher than what it's been through his career. So, I don't know.
He had a 3.43 ERA in 2017. He had 50 appearances without giving up a run out of 64.
Clean sheets, baby.
That speaks way more to me than a 3.4 ERA. That's better than the ERA.
Maybe that's we could steal that from soccer and we can use it for relief pitcher, like clean sheets.
Yeah. And then they need to put inherited runners in there as well.
Yeah.
Because they may not be the pitcher's priority or response. They are the pitcher's responsibility. They are. If you're a reliever being brought in with runners on, your responsibility is to strand those runners. So they need to start incorporating that. I can't believe baseball hasn't started incorporating that somewhere.
We need to have like a formal like inherited runner rate.
Yeah, or something. ERA.
There needs to be a scale to it, because also if you're a reliever and you inherit a runner on third with no outs, that needs to be graded differently than runner on first, two outs, you know?
You got a job to do. That's my thing. When you
those
bring,
are two very different jobs.
It's a tougher job.
Those are two very, but that's why I want
but
a
you,
percentage
but that's why
scale.
I always say, like, what, when you bring the reliever in, the whole stadium knows what he's being asked to do. Did he do it? The ask may be crazy hard, and then you'd be like, well, yeah, but it was a crazy hard ask.
But that's why that stack could get skewed pretty easily.
But if you bring the guy in constantly and there's a runner on third with only one or no outs and he constantly gets out of it, he should be like double points.
I am agreeing with you. but yeah. It's figuring out that formula, which we will do one day. I mean, that being said, the guy's got a career ERA plus of 172, career whip of 1.0. Worst case, just be gross against righties.
I don't think they're going to use him against lefties.
I think
they're going to use him like Otto.
I think
he's like a one out guy in the playoffs.
I think he can be a step above that. We're setting the bar pretty low.
If they weren't going to use Otto as a dual threat,
trust in Otto.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm guessing they're going to tell O'Day. Otto told us that when he came to camp, they're like, hey, we got a lot of lefties. I can get lefties out. We want you to get righties out. And now they got Wilson, Britton, Chapman. So I think it's going to be the same situation.
They trust Chad against lefties, too.
What's Researcher Max over-under for this? I heard it was funky.
He had fun. He lived.
The over-under, trying to find the sheet. Well, it's over-under 0.5 games with a mustache. I didn't need to read it.
He busts out a funky mustache sometimes, and Yankee fans need to be ready for that.
Okay.
And he does.
He plays around
too,
with the hair a little.
Because if he brings that out, you better be good with it. Because he's gone with kind of this flat old mustache. It's actually hilarious.
For what
I'm seeing, this baseball picture with the mustache, it looks like a Frenchman's mustache.
A little bit. Yeah. You've seen this one?
Yeah, that's good.
You got to come in, be good, and then grow.
That depends on his April. Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on your
age. Wait on the mustache till June.
Ooh, I'll take the over because I think he can spin it either way. If you start out bad, you grow out the mustache
to
and
get out of
out.
The funk.
Or if you start out good, you go to the mustache if it's still working. Powerful.
We've seen mustaches become a thing. I'll take the over on Max's over under. How many games did he say?
Just one.
0.5, so will he have a mustache at some point?
But it's
in a game.
How does he grow it, you know? Because it's not like we're going to go boom to this. It's going to be a very slow buildup of mustache, which means mustache calculation. We're going to get, if he has a mustache at any point, he's going to have more than one because he has to go through
at least
a week of growth where he's shaving the rest of his face clean and then the stubble is growing. So
it's like
an easy
you'll
over
know
for
it
me.
When you see it.
Yeah. Some people are going to count the stubble days. They're going to be like, oh, that's a mustache. They're like, oh, that's stubble.
I think we'll there's a clear mustache meter. Yeah.
Because it's not like he can grow out the beard and then shave everything
else. He probably finds back-to-back days he pitches, and then, you know, there's a travel day.
He knows he's going to have consecutive days off.
Yeah, and then it's a mustache.
My guess would be, does he have anyone join him in the bullpen mustache crew? Does he recruit mustachers? Is Britton going to have a mustache at one point? Is Wilson going to have a mustache?
You can picture Britton with it.
Chad Green with a mustache?
I can't, but I would love to. I would love to. Johnny Lazo, what do you got up your sleeve, kid? No, I'm ready for another mustache, at least, trend on the Yankees.
I looked at Loaisiga. He's not made for a mustache. I don't think he can grow one. Luis Sessa with a mustache, Luis Sessa becomes a man. With a mustache. Like right now, he's Latin Andy Pettit pretty boy.
Yeah.
You put a mustache on him, and like,
yeah.
I almost think that's maybe in my top four asks out of O'Day now.
Okay.
I think if Sessa grows out a mustache,
recruit Sessa,
sees himself in the mirror, he becomes a different man.
Yeah.
And in a good way,
powerful
on
way.
The mound. Yes.
Powerful way.
Like, I think there's some power to that.
I would just feel really bad for Jonathan Holder. I think he was always waiting for the go guy on that.
You think he wanted a mustache?
Like, I think there was days when Johnny Holder left a little bit up there just so someone would be like, is that a mustache? What? Oh, I don't know. Should we do that?
He doesn't have great mustache hair, Holder. So I don't know.
I thought he had really good facial hair.
No. He has good
college.
Hair.
Oh, that's an old pick. That's college. That's Mississippi State.
Well, that's
worth
the last
mentioning,
time he grew a mustache.
We mentioned him before. Britton does the beard, full facial hair stuff in the off season,
yeah.
So he feels like an easy. He can recruit him.
He's
if he
the
works
pivot
on
point
it.
In the bullpen.
And they were teammates in Baltimore.
Ooh, I like that, BBD. I like that.
All right, I need Sessa with a mustache. This is That's huge breaking news. That's Darren O'Day. Now you know about him. I think he changed the way he spelled his name. Should be O-D-A-E. True Irish.
They
Americanized him.
See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
PPPs every day.
Every day. Till opening day. Talking yeah. See you then.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.